What's up, everybody? Today we're talking about, it's Daniel, if you guys don't know, Daniel out of Motivation. We're talking today about work ethic. What's your work ethic like? What time are you waking up? Are you focused on what God's called you to do? Are you doubling down on what God's called you to do? Does it not even feel like work because God's called you to do it? These are just some of the questions we need to start asking when it comes to work ethic. Now, for a lot of people out there, it's hard to develop a good work ethic. It sounds like a tongue twister. But work ethic, for me, probably started when I was younger. And I had a mentor by the name of Ron. He taught me to wash cars, and he would pay me to wash the cars. They were always nice cars, and we used special rags for certain cars, and you work hard. Hey, Daniel, you want to do the backyard? Work hard. And work ethic got instilled, and I realized if I work hard, I'll always get paid what I'm worth. Are you working hard? That's important. But now we also need to talk about working smart. A lot of people are like, oh, I've heard work hard, work smart. You haven't heard the rest of the philosophy yet. Just listen to the story. Working smart means while you're sleeping, you're still making money. That's passive income. Do it once, and the money continues. Residual flow, always on the roll. Okay? Now listen to me very closely right now. I'm going to give you guys a life lesson. Life lesson from a billionaire. That's with a B, not an M. Look up the difference. Billionaire said, work smarter and harder. So what happens when you're working smarter and harder? Not only are you making money while you sleep, you're reproducing that money that you make in the daytime is going to become sleep money. So now that sleep money is daytime money. And the next day, that sleep money, that daytime money is sleep money. And that daytime money is sleep money. Do you guys, it's called stacking. You're now compiling time to work for you, not against you. That's residual flow. Why am I teaching you guys this? There's thousands of ways to make money online. You only need a couple sales a day to make a big difference in your life. You're maybe five sales away a day from everything in your life drastically changing. But it takes self-discipline. It takes criticism from others. It takes being willing to sacrifice. I don't know about you, but for 4 years in a row, I woke up at 3 a.m. 4 years in a row. Why? Because I had goals. I had dreams. I had ambitions. So are you waking up at 5 in the morning? Can you do 5 in the morning? Do you have an extra, longer day? Maybe take a nap in the middle. But you want to be up when there's no distractions so you can execute on your goals, on your drive, and on what God's called you to do. This isn't some, soft, talk right now. I'm trying to encourage the people out there that really need it. Let's go over Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. That's the secret sauce right there, guys. Knowing from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. It's not about man, guys. Now let's keep going. You are serving the Lord Christ. So my question today is, how are you serving? How are you working? And is that self-discipline reflected in everything you do, or just some things you do? This is the realization we need to have. This is the consistency we need to have. Work ethic. Work ethic that matters. Work ethic that speaks for itself. Philippians 2:14-15, do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Amen. So it's not only about how you work and working, it's about the attitude behind that, how you work, right? Are you doing things with the right attitude of gratitude? Okay? These are just a couple of verses I want you guys to stick with this week. And know that God's favor is on you. Psalms 90:17. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. When you're willing to work, God is definitely there watching you. And the favor of the Lord is upon you because you're willing to yield to what He's called you to do. And when you pray and obey, you're going to have blessings. And sometimes they might not be the blessings you anticipated. Sometimes the peace of God surpasses all understanding. And that's the reward. Sometimes it might be an overflow of abundance to help other people. Or maybe it's the knowledge to help other people. Whatever it is for you. But it's time to instill work ethic in yourself like you've never had, because we're living in times we've never seen. This is Daniel Latta Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality. Check your work ethic.